It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back on Monday. I like that song. Who is that, Samuel?
This is Tones and I.
Tones and I.
She is the most innocent looking lady with her piano.
And are you being serious?
Oh, yeah. She can make some tunes.
Okay, I have heard this. Now that I hear that, I've heard it.
There's a video of her in, and you know, it's probably set up, but I bought it, whatever. there's a video of her in a, like, alleyway in whatever country she's from.
Australia.
Thank you.
Is it Australia?
She's from Australia.
And she is playing with a speaker and a keyboard hooked up, and people are gathered around. And this was before she ever went famous, allegedly, because like I said, it's probably made up.
And she was just doing the deal right there?
Just absolutely shredding.
You know, we were down in New Orleans, about a year ago, I think, to see Mom and Dad. And we had flown into New Orleans, and then we drove into Gulfport, which I'll never do again. It's just easier to drive into Gulfport. Like, by the time you rent the car and, you know, spend the time on the road all day, it's just easier to fly into Gulfport. But this one time we flew into New Orleans, and we're walking by, there are all these open-air bars and restaurants, like street-side Bourbon Street open-air restaurants. And we're walking by, and there's a guy with a saxophone that, as long as I live, I swear to you, I will never hear anything as spectacular as this guy in this little cafe just shredding that saxophone. We stopped, we went in, and just, we were mesmerized by his talent. And I remember saying at the time, even to the kids, you have to wonder, like, all of this talent musically is out there. So much of whether or not you are, quote, discovered, or you end up on some big stage playing with, you know, Billy Joel or Springsteen, it's just luck, isn't it, Sam? It's someone being in the right place at the right time to see what you're doing.
Oh, they've done experiments with this. They've taken world-class violinists,
yeah,
like people who play in the biggest of the biggest venues,
right,
at the Sydney Opera House.
Like, put them in the subway or something?
These people make millions and millions of dollars a year at their craft, and they place them in the New York subway, and they put a hat on the ground for tips, and nobody even stops.
Nothing. Huh. All right, we have a melee at
a fracas?
Dog park.
We're gonna, can you describe the fracas?
Yeah, I can. Do you know what? I told you the other night, Breakfast Club is on Netflix right now. And we went back, the kids and I were in Manhattan for a parents' weekend, and we turned that thing on while we were playing poker. I think I've watched Breakfast Club 25 times. I think I still laugh harder every time I see it.
Really? I feel like 25 is on the low end.
It's probably
like
on the low end. But, you know, it's been a while. I mean, it's just been a while since I've seen it. And I'm going to be honest, there are a couple of scenes where you kind of cringe, where you're like, not sure they could do that today. Like when Bender is talking to Molly Ringwald's character and he's under the desk, I don't know that in today's day and age that scene would play out exactly that way.
Yeah, they don't know how to make good movies
but
nowadays.
But everything else in that movie still translates, is still spot on,
yeah,
and is still so funny.
Except for kids don't get Saturday detention anymore.
Is that true?
They don't?
Wasn't a thing when I was in school.
Huh.
Think about it. Who would draw that short straw, Dan? Like if you worked at the school where you've got to go in.
One of the administrators used, yeah, to do it when I would go to a Saturday detention.
Excuse me. Does Barry Manilow?
You went to Saturday detention,
you,
Daniel?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What did you do?
I was a bit of a little troublemaker back in high school.
Were you really?
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
How many did you have detentions for real, if you had to guess?
Oh, gosh, probably
500.
Throughout my entire high school career?
Yeah.
Or, oh, probably about 15 to 20.
That's not bad.
Wow.
I only had to stay after school one time.
It was the 80s. We used to get up to hijinks.
Oh, I didn't do it. I just, you know what my infraction was? I give you one guess.
Talking too
it
much.
It was talking.
Yeah.
All of us in this business, it was talking. And I'm like, oh, how'd that work out for me?
Teacher on the text line, no, they don't do Saturday detention anymore.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah. There's liability. Think about it. Think about the liability of putting a handful of kids in a library with one administrator and no oversight. There would be a lawsuit in 5 minutes.
Heck, we used to go out on the roadway and pick up trash.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, that's definitely illegal.
No. Text line also says that you couldn't have the flag on the wall in the library that's in the movie.
Maybe. The one detention I got, and it was just 30 minutes after school or something like that, it was for talking. And they made you write on this stupid piece of paper in tiny typed lettering. It was called a discipline sheet. And the one thing I remember about the discipline sheet is the first sentence. And it was a pink sheet. And the teacher would just hand it to you. If you were in trouble, you would just get handed this pink sheet. And it said at the beginning, it is important that I understand that changes must be made in my behavior. And I still remember that first line.
Did you have to write it 100 times?
You had to write it in tiny lettering underneath where it was typed out.
I got detention one time when I was a freshman in high school. I never got detention any other time except for all the times that I went to the principal's office, but I never got in trouble when that happened in grade school.
Okay.
In freshman year in high school, the method of punishment that they had was whoever the detention teacher was would write a number on the board, a large number.
Okay.
And you got a piece of graph paper, and your job was to write 1, 2,
no,
3.
In the graphing paper holes?
4. Yep.
If we look back at discipline, that's not discipline. That's busy work. What does that teach you? Now, you don't want to end up in detention again unless you're Bender.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
We were children. The children are the ones that have to deal with this, and they don't want to do this, and now they're being forced to do it because they messed up.
Now, if you could write really quickly, you were allowed to leave when you were done.
Oh.
But my number was like 1,800 or something.
Oh.
Remember the scene where he goes, you want another one? Yes. Are you done? No. Such a great movie. All right, let's go to Grandview for more bad behavior. There's a couple things that we're going to break down in this story. It involves a 75-year-old guy. God bless him, but follow me here. A dog owner is recovering from an attack at a park in Grandview. This is from Fox 4. 75-year-old Charles Schubert says he initially feared being attacked by a dog, but ended up being attacked by the dog's owner. Schubert takes his little dog, Winston, and it's a tiny dog, to John Anderson Park for a walk about every day, he says. On Monday, September 23rd, he says a dog owner arrived in a white pickup truck and let a large dog out that he believed to have been some sort of pit bull or pit bull mix, right? The dog wasn't on the leash, she says, but the owner had the leash and was carrying it in her hand. Which does not count as
having your dog on the leash.
The 75-year-old says he and his little dog, Winston, have been attacked by dogs off-leash at the park before, where signs state that owners must follow leash laws.
By the way, if you're in any municipality in the metro in a park and the sign does not specifically state off-leash dog park, it has to be on leash.
Yeah. If you're in an off-leash dog park, that is what that means.
And there's a fence around it.
Let them go, and there's a fence around it. But if not, you're supposed to have the leash, all right? So Schubert says he has been, quote, attacked by a dog at 4 separate times at this dog park. Personally, I wouldn't go back to the park. That's just me. 4 separate times he has been attacked. Being as big as it was, he's talking about the dog here, and muscular as it was, and it as loose as it was, I didn't know what was going to happen when that dog started running toward him and his little Lhasa Apso, okay? I need you to break down this next sentence for me, though, Sam. Schubert says he carries mace.
Okay.
And a stun gun.
Okay.
Question.
Yeah, favorite student in the front row, yeah.
Mace and a stun gun?
Uh-huh.
Is it even legal to carry a stun gun?
Oh, yeah. You can buy them on Amazon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's just a handheld taser.
So he carries a stun gun. Fine. According to Schubert, he grabbed the first thing he could reach in his pocket and proceeded to spray pepper gel in the area of the other dog's feet. He was looking down at Winston. I sprayed just a little bit. The dog was okay. However, the woman with the dog was not okay. She was out of her mind saying, "What did you do to my dog? What did you do to my dog?" Schubert said he tried to de-escalate the situation and turned to walk away. That's when he says she unleashed that leash and used it, quote, as a weapon. It had a heavy metal thing on the end of it, as leashes do.
That would be the clash.
She hit me on the back of the head with it and, quote, I went down. Schubert was bloodied from ear to ear.
Is she, Indiana Jones?
I don't know, Sam. He's got a taser. She's whacking him in the face with a leash. Schubert was bloodied from ear to ear, leading him to believe she struck him more than once. More than a week after the incident.
He didn't know?
More than a week after the incident, he still has a black eye. This side, he says, could have taken out my eye because this was a lot worse. The dog owner left the leash behind. Aha! We have evidence! Which Schubert...
You mean whip?
...took and turned over to Grandview Police, who are investigating. He says his ultimate concern isn't with the attack, but what led up to it. People, put your dog on a leash. Keep your dog under control.
Now, is there a chance, and I'm not defending this lady in any way, shape, or form.
She thought he was macing her, or...
But is there a chance that he overreacted?
Why do you take a taser to a dog park? I'm...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is there a chance he overreacted because he has gotten to the point that he's bringing a taser to the dog park?
But he says he's been attacked for prior times.
And I understand that. And I understand that that brings a heightened sense of concern when you're walking around the dog park. But dogs, when they want to play with your dog, they don't walk up slowly and say, "Hello, dog friend, would you like to play?"
Yeah, they run.
They run at you. And so maybe he got a little too cautious and decided, "I'm going to go ahead and spray." And this lady's like, "What the heck are you doing? Why are you spraying my dog?"
I don't know. Can we talk about the stun gun? 913-586-7798. If I worked alone, which I wouldn't, and left somewhere at night alone, which I wouldn't, I guess I can see maybe...
It's a very common personal safety device.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll fit into your purse. It'll fit into your clutch.
You know, I've got that chirpy thing that lights up and all hell breaks loose.
It's smaller than a 3x5.
And you just touch it to somebody and it stuns them.
Press the button, put it against their skin.
I don't know how I feel about that. 913-586-7798. Do you take a stun gun to the dog park? I mean, to me, that's a back alley late at night parking garage, you're a lone woman kind of thing.
What are you doing in the back alley late at night?
I wouldn't be.
Was he there with his own dog?
Yes, a tiny little dog.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. 913-586-7798. Take your call straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Do you carry a stun gun? 586-7798.
By the way, I was wrong. You can buy the full-on, legit, police-style taser gun online.
I hear dog park and stun gun, and I'm right curious, now. Maybe it's something like, do postal carriers carry those things? To me, that is a safety tool for a woman in a dark parking garage, but maybe I am naive and not down with the times. I cannot imagine carrying something like that around. Like, what if I accidentally tased a kid or something?
Well, let's not accidentally tase a kid. What?
Didn't mean to do that.
How does that happen?
Sorry, kid. Let's go to Valerie in Kansas City. Hey, Valerie.
Hi. So I actually, first of all, love your show.
Thank you.
I worked in Grandview in the schools for about 9 years and loved my time there. But the city is changing. There's a lot more crime and violence and just a lot of unknowns in the community. And
sure.
So context matters here, I think. You know, to most of us, we would never dream of taking a taser to a dog park. But, you know, this guy... He's in his 70s. He just wants to live his best life. And, you know, I think his intentions were just, hey, I'm going to protect myself.
Yeah. And if he had truly been attacked before 4 times, first of all, I'm finding another dog park. At the point that I'm attacked 4 times at a dog park, I ain't going back to that dog park.
Sure. Absolutely. I will also say students have brought those to school. which is also a problem. And in the eyes of the law, like, it's a weapon. So, it's a whole other world out there. But yeah, in this thing, I think context matters, you know. But yeah, I'm with you.
Valerie, wait, when you say kids have brought them to school, like, accidentally I left it in my backpack because I use this for safety, or like I'm going to tase you at school?
I think probably a mixed bag. You know, our kids are living different situations than they used to. I know of one that brought one because they felt the need to protect themselves. You know, I think there's also, you know, walking home from school, we don't know where kids are going. So I think there's too many judgment calls to make here, but I mean, school isn't the place for it, for sure. And in any case, yeah, not the place.
Yeah. And Valerie, that would concern me. For most kids, if you're showing up to school with the taser, what's going on in your life? It's probably bullying. If you show up to school with something like that. Let's go to Skylar in Lake Lotawanna. Hey, Skylar.
Hey there. How's it going, Dana?
Good, good. Go ahead.
This is my first time calling in. I wanted to say, catch show all the time. I love you guys. You're great.
Oh, we love you back. Your first time calling in. Where have you been? We're getting all these, like, first-time callers today.
I don't know. I was listening, and I'm bored. It felt like it. Here we are.
Good.
So what I was going to say, I'm not even going to go with, like, open the can of worms that is school. I don't think there should be any weapons there of any kind. I think that us as adults should do a better job protecting that area that's our children. But anyway, what I was going to say, as an American citizen, I carry my gun pretty much literally everywhere that I go. And usually when there's a sign that says, oh, no weapons in here, is the bad guy going to listen to that sign? Because I bet $5 he's not. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun, in my opinion, is a good guy with a gun.
Okay, so we're not going to talk about guns when Dana's here alone, or I'm going to find something tall to throw myself
out. That was only a $5 bet, Skylar? Come
but
on,
Skylar, please tell me you don't keep it in your car in Westport, because we had that story in the stack earlier today.
No, usually it stays on my person.
Okay. Even if it says you're not allowed to have it?
It depends. Sometimes I won't, but usually I take it in anyway, because the bad guy's not going to listen to that sign. He's bringing a gun in anyway.
Okay. Oh, Skylar. Oy. I don't have the bandwidth to deal with that right now. I just don't.
I'm still trying to figure out why he still goes to the same park.
After he's been attacked four times?
Attacked.
God bless him. 913-586-7798.
And is his little yappy dog an instigator?
I knew you were going to say yappy dog.
It's a yappy dog.
You don't know that.
What? Find me one small dog out there that's not yappy.
You know what the worst one is, honestly?
Chihuahuas?
I was going to say the Pomeranian.
Oh, yeah.
If you had to rank them, I mean, Chihuahua and Pomeranian are up there.
If it doesn't come up to your knee, it's yappy. I mean, just period.
Oh my
no
gosh.
Question.
913-586-7798.
Hey, go to KMBZ.com right now and sign up.
Yeah, send an email to the boss. I did not just say that.
Spots open. Tossing for tails. All the benefits go to KC Pet Project. $50 for a team. Teams of two. It's the
Unless
Dana
it's a yappy
Parks
dog, and then we're not raising
tournament.
Money for those dogs.
We love yappy dogs. I love all dogs, especially the yappy ones. Tossing for tails at Serve on 91st and Metcalf, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. $50 for a team of two, $10 spectator passes. All the benefits go to KC Pet Project. Sign up now at KMBZ.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Very nice. What is this, Sam? What is this song?
What, you've never heard Old Red?
No.
Song's amazing.
No, I have not. But we're supposed to be playing good music this week.
This song's a love story. It's a great song.
Okay.
It's about two dogs that fall in love.
Okay. Wrapping up our conversation about this poor guy, 75 years old, who says he's been attacked 4 times at a local dog park in Grandview. And so he has been taking a taser and mace. And a woman shows up, he says, with her much larger dog, who starts running toward the man and his tiny little Lhasa Apso.
How big did you say the dog was? Did it specify?
It didn't say. Okay. It just said what looked like a pit bull or pit mix.
Well, of course, they always assume they're pit bulls or pit mixes.
I know.
Every time.
Anyway, he says the woman had the dog off leash, but the leash was in her hand. And then she took the leash and whacked the 75-year-old over the head with it after he sprayed mace.
I think we're all anti-bullwhipping people with a dog leash.
It's not good. Let's go to Carol in Kansas City. Hey, Carol, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment that the 75-year-old man probably doesn't have the option of just driving to any park that he wants to take his dog to. I'm familiar with John Anderson Park, and most people that use the park live close by. So I could understand why he would maybe take items to protect himself and have the option of going anywhere else.
It's more locals that go there. Is that what you're saying, Carol? You like more locals go there and they walk to get there. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Carol, do appreciate it. Lloyd in South Kansas City with an interesting point. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, go ahead. Loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, I went to a police academy here quite a long time ago.
Okay.
At the time I went through, and things could have changed, original pepper spray was never formulated, and it would not work on dogs. That's why there's another formulation for postal workers, delivery workers, that sort of thing, because it doesn't work on animals. That would have left him only with the taser. The other thing we've got here is when Sam mentioned why didn't he go to another park, I guess that's saying, you know, if somebody is violating the rules, then you have to go away, and they can stay. I don't know. That doesn't seem particularly right to me, but his only options, if the dog runs toward him, is to either run, and he's not going to outrun the dog while he's carrying his own dog, or turn his back and wait for the attack and then defend yourself. And I don't see that that's a decent option either.
Now, Lloyd, I don't think that the lady who's violating the rules should be allowed to stay and he should have to go.
I'd never go back.
If I went to a dog park once, twice, three times and was attacked, I'm not going back.
Why would think about it for a moment. You've got a 70-year-old man. How many dog parks do you think there are in Grandview?
Well, that's fair.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
But if I go to a bar and get punched in the face, I'm not going back to that bar the next day, you know?
I'm with Sam. Lloyd, I'm with you. Because this happened and escalated, I mean, that's assault and battery, what she did with the leash to this man. There's no way I would go back there. And I know he has every right to go there.
It's a public park.
It's a public park.
She should be the one that is leashing her dog.
There is no way I would go back to that park.
Yeah.
Because I would be afraid that she's a lunatic.
And there's obviously an issue of people not following the rules at this specific location.
Clearly. All right. Do you believe in haunted spaces?
Yes.
There is an Airbnb right now in Missouri. You would want a taser to go there.
You can tase ghosts?
It is set up in an old morgue and comes with paranormal research equipment. The story from Channel 9. If you are looking for a spooky sleepover this fall, all you have to do is take a short drive away from Kansas City. An Airbnb in Ozark, Missouri has made the company's list for one of the spookiest stays across the country. The hook? You will be staying the night in an old haunted morgue. Look this up,
I love it,
Sam.
I'm in.
The historic morgue and paranormal investigation house is a loft-style property that can serve up to 6 guests. It served as a morgue, a funeral home, a church, and then a museum. And owners say numerous professional paranormal researchers have spent evenings in the rental and have experienced, quote, many.
What, with their Geiger counters?
Unexplained events. If you want to judge for yourself, your stay includes some paranormal research equipment. Yeah, that beep, 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 beep. But owners warn no refunds if you are spooked and want to leave mid-stay.
Now, what if I come out decked out in Ghostbusters gear with whatever the vacuum is that they have to suck up the ghosts?
Don't you think it's us scaring ourselves when it comes to stuff like this? When you stay...
I mean, there's a legitimacy to extreme negative energy, and the energy can have an impact on us. There's legitimacy to that.
It is 6 beds in 1 bedroom with 1 bath. And I will tell you this, on Airbnb, it has a 4.96 star review. Welcome to the historic morgue. An eerie ambiance greets you upon your arrival. The history runs deep for this building. This antique, nationally recognized historic building offers antique decor with a modern twist. Morgue decor throughout, paying homage to its dark history. It is a loft setting offering a king bed, a full-size bed twin, and an antique settee, possibly suited for a small child. Why the heck would you take a small child there? I don't know. All it says is you don't get a refund, and some have had haunted happenings, which, yeah, of course they're going to say that because it's a haunted house.
Do I think that you're going to leave there being possessed by some demonic entity? No.
It may not be suitable for children and some adults. I will tell you this. I might post this on our social media pages. It is available for certain dates in October.
Does it say how much per night?
Let me look. The photos are as creepy as you think. They've got all the old black and white photos. Check availability. Let me see. Would you do it, Sam? For real?
Oh, I would totally stay there. Yeah. I have a level of belief in this stuff. I'm also obsessed with scary movies.
It's like $120 total. That includes cleaning fee and the service fee.
I also believe that the power of the mind can overcome it.
I think the power of the mind is what gets you in trouble.
Yeah.
I think your mind, every single time you hear something, you know, one of the cats the other day just jumped up off the counter, whatever it was. And I was in the bedroom. I go, hello? Now, why would I say that? I know the property is locked. No one has access to the property except my kids who weren't coming by.
But
my first thought was like, wait, what was that? And then I'm like, I spooked myself out thinking someone was in that space.
It's the same reason that as kids, when we turned the basement light off, despite the fact that we were just in the basement with the light on and there were no monsters, we have to sprint up the stairs because now the basement light is off. And if your basement was like mine, the stair light was also powered by that same light switch. So now you're running up the stairs in the dark.
You know, historically with the morgue, that is in the basement. That's where they took the dead. Every town has that space where they took the dead.
Yeah.
I don't know that that makes it any more or less haunted than any other space.
Now, I think it would be kind of weird to
sleep
on.
It's not like people died inside there. People were brought there after they died.
I think it would be kind of weird to sleep on one of the beds, like where they slid you into the wall. For the refrigerator? That'd be kind of weird.
I don't think it's for me. You know, Halloween, I don't mind Halloween, but it's not my fit. Like, do you know what you're going to be this year? Like, do you guys all plan that out and you go as whatever, a couple or whatever?
We have not figured that out yet, no.
Is it a thing for you? Do you like it?
I've done it before, yeah. The themed costumes.
No, I'm out. Anyway, we'll post this on our social media pages. It's interesting. Trying to remember the last time I was around or in a morgue. Outside of a funeral, like, you know, where they have the basement area where the embalming happens.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever been inside a morgue.
Really?
I've watched a lot of shows with morgues.
Not for work, not for...
No.
No? 913-586-7798. I don't know, $120. It's not terrible. We're back with more Straight Ahead. You are listening to Dana and Parks. Really, Sam?
Well, I couldn't play any music of the guy we're about to talk about because he doesn't allow any of it to be anywhere. So this is what we got.
Okay. There is a lawsuit against one Garth Brooks alleging sexual assault and battery this afternoon by a hairstylist and makeup artist. This from CNN, but if you Google it, it's everywhere. This is a hair and makeup person who worked for him.
Traveled with him on his tour.
Yes, I think for
was on the
pretty
jet.
Decent amount of time.
Yeah.
The complaint was filed in state court in California today and obtained by CNN and states the alleged incidents occurred in 2019. He has previously denied his accuser's claims, though representatives for the country superstar did not immediately respond to CNN's request for comment. Prior to her filing, an anonymous celebrity plaintiff, now disclosed to be Brooks, had tried to block her from publicly repeating her allegations and fiercely denied the claims. She started working for him in 2017. She was first hired to do hair and makeup for his wife, Trisha Yearwood, in 1999. In addition to sex assault and battery, the suit accuses Brooks of repeatedly exposing himself, talking about sexual things, and sharing inappropriate things. He is accused of regularly changing his clothing in front of her, as well as sending sexually explicit text messages.
Allegations include grabbing her hand and...
Allegations include rape.
Wait, what?
The allegations include rape. Yep. We will keep our eye on that. Then this from the New York Post. We had Chris Keel on the other day to talk about the port strike.
Yeah.
Shoppers in some cities are now panic buying as U.S. port strike has sparked empty shelves and rising prices on groceries and essentials.
The strike just ended.
Calm down, everybody. Number one, I've heard the strike either just ended or my dad said they're kicking the can down the road 90 days.
Well, it just ended until January 15th.
Yes. Number two, Chris Keel said it's bananas, cherries, and in some areas, chocolate. But other than that, it would be the exports that were more affected than the imports.
Yes, it's anything that we would buy from Europe, which is not a lot.
Consumers nevertheless appeared anxious that stores could run out of basic supplies like they did during the pandemic. And if you look at the shelves in certain cities in Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Arizona, they are bare, especially at places like Costco where you can buy in bulk. Customers today were seen pushing out shopping carts piled high with toilet paper, paper towels, and bottled water. You know, if something really did go down, God forbid, you know, you think back during the pandemic, Sam, and just the panic to grab things like toilet paper. We are terrible at sharing, at rationing what needs to be rationed when this is a time that they're even saying you don't need to be doing this. You don't have to go out and get milk and bread and eggs and paper towels. And I don't know that. Have you seen a price spike? I have not.
No. But I also always buy the 72-pack, so.
Thank you, Sam.
I'm a hoarder.
I'd love to know your toilet paper habits.
You know, they sell the 72-pack. Why would I buy a smaller
You're
package?
72-pack kind of guy.
It's a 72-pack. I don't want to have to go. I don't want to run out.
God. And then we may begin the show with this story tomorrow. I'm going to pass it along now, but I think there's definitely a wider topic here. Authorities are saying there is a teenager in Kansas City suspected of robbing the shelves bare. At least 35 businesses before he was arrested. This is an 18-year-old.
Which, by the way, he was arrested earlier this year.
My
charged
gosh.
With three robberies.
And got out.
And then arrested 2 days later.
This
charged
is,
with three more.
This is where we have to untangle this. Why was he out? Police believe a Kansas City teen charged this week in six armed robberies may have been responsible for more than 35 business robberies in Kansas City since December of 2023.
By the way, not all businesses. Some of those were residential.
18-year-old Manuel Caldwell was charged late today with robbery and armed criminal action for his role in armed robberies at six Kansas City businesses. Between July 4th and July 7th, 3-day spree, six businesses in 2024. Caldwell was allegedly filmed using multiple weapons. Many of them carried out through the use of an AK-style rifle with wood on the barrel. The affected businesses have not been publicly named. However, they say DNA leads back to this 18-year-old. And a ton of surveillance, by the way. How? He is either a suspect or has been charged, Sam, in 29 additional armed business robberies in 11 months. If you are business number 3 through 29, you are furious that he wasn't stopped after one, two, or three.
Well, we have to keep in mind, though, that he didn't get in trouble until July 5th. So the alleged robberies started in December of 2020. So between December of 2020 and July 5th, they believe there were 35 different robberies that he had his hand on.
My God.
On July 5th, he was arrested and charged with three others. That makes it 38. And on July 7th, 2 days later, after he was presumably released, he was arrested again and charged with two more.
End with good news, and then we're going to bring this back tomorrow. Caldwell is being held in the Jackson County Detention Center, where he is not eligible for bond. And on that note, be safe, be good, and we will see you back here on Dana and Parks tomorrow.
And go to KMBZ.com and sign up for Cornhole.
Cornhole, am I right? Night, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.